Thank you for calling the XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Hi, this is Mike's son. I don't know if you can find it, but you guys through Home Depot came to my house and did a measurement for the gas cooktop.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to find that transaction? Do you need my address or phone number to?
Can you provide me with your phone number?
Phone number 512-409-5817. I think that was on February 1st.
Okay. All right. So as right now, it's loading up the order with this phone number. Are you calling to get scheduled?
No, I'm calling to get your help because I finally purchased that cooktop. Now I'm trying to schedule the installation, right?
Yes, sir.
And Home Depot people told me that they need to have you send the measurement, the results of the measurement to them before they can schedule this installation for me. You know. So
yes, sir.
I'm
that's part of it
to...
when it get completed. They automatically send it. But I can, once your order pull up and I verify you, I can go over and see if they did that already. Because that's something they do from
okay,
their end please. After it's done.
I see. Nope. I see. Please do.
No problem.
That's what they told me.
Oh, no problem. It's fine. All right. So just give it a little time to load up and then we can get down to the bottom of it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, just verify your name and address for me, sir, and while I go with these notes.
Yeah, so my name is Yashin Sun, last name S-U-N. I go by Mike. Address is 13160 Household Drive, Austin, Texas, 7732.
All right, give me one moment. Yes, sir. So I do see. All right. So it does show that the information was sent out to Home Depot, but they just have where the unit does not fit. And also for the cabinets that you have granite cabinets, countertops, and, you know, they won't have access to cut those. And they also put in here that we don't have access to install the gas line kit. They're going to have to use a different install company.
The what again?
Okay, so Home Depot already have this information. The unit that that you requested, they did the measurement for, will not fit. Also, in order even use for the cut the cabinet tops, we don't have access to cut those cabinet tops because of the type of cabinet tops there are. And also, we don't have access to install the gas line kit. So, right. So we have to. They advise that you get another service provider because we didn't have access to do it. I'm not for sure why they didn't just tell you that, because that information was sent off to them on the same day.
Okay. So the measurement should be fine because with that measurement. Okay. So here's the deal. I purchased one system. I purchased one, and then the measurement came out. So that system I was purchasing was a GE, right? And it didn't fit. On paper, I know it didn't fit. So I canceled that GE order now. And what I bought just yesterday was the same type, Whirlpool. So this type should fit. Okay, so there should not be any cutting needed. Okay. Now, what's the third one? The gas line access kit to access. You guys cannot deal with, this is part of installation, right? How come you guys cannot?
Because it's a type of cabinet tops, and we don't have access to do that. We can't cut into those type of cabinet tops, sir.
Cut into, but there's no cutting needed, right? Because it should fit.
Yes, sir. So with the information we have, the unit that you had, it would not fit. They were saying you have to cut into it in order for that to fit, and you would need your own contractor.
No, but that changed. That changed. I think you're based on some previous old information. Who's the one that said it would not fit? Was the guy who came the measurement?
Yes, sir. That is what's on here, sir. And this was done on the, let me go back to it. This was done on the 1st of January. Excuse me, February.
Yeah, it was done then.
Yes, sir. And Home Depot have this information as well.
I know, but... But what I'm asking you guys now is, you guys have, I think you have an old information, because like I told you, what I ordered was the GE, and I know that the GE that I bought would not fit with the measurement that you guys did. 29 by 19 inch was the measurement I got from you guys when the guy came. So after that measurement, I went to check. I found out that GE system I ordered would not fit, so I canceled that order. And I reordered a new system, which is the same type of the one that I have. It's a Whirlpool brand. So this time it should fit. So the information is new, okay? So what you need to care about is the measurement, will it fit or not, right? And you come and install it, right? Or do I need to go back to Home Depot and talk to them or what?
Yes, sir, you will most likely have to.
To talk to them?
Yes, sir.
Because
we only have one ticket with your name in it, sir.
So, are you saying they should issue another new order to you to consider do the installation, or you just?
That's only if you have to reselect, because with that unit and the type of cabinet tops. What they said need to be done, you saying that's old information, that's the only information they have. So they have all the information in their system already. Even if you reselected or anything like that, well, they would have where they would have already rescheduled it for installation, and they would have had you to call us to schedule it with the earliest available date for you. So you would have to reach back out to them because they have this information in the system. They had this information since the third when they signed off on it. And this is the only ticket that we have for you in our system.
Okay. So I think you're saying on the third that you already have this sent to them last month.
Yes, sir. It was nothing that wasn't sent. Everything been sent to them. They have all of the information.
Okay. So they, Home Depot should have all the information from you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And they can issue maybe a new order for installation with this new countertop that I bought, and then you guys can take a look at that new ticket and see if you can do it, right?
Yes, sir. So you just have to reach out to them, and if you got a new appliance, and then they'll advise you additional information. As of right now, with this information we have in the system, you'll have to get back in contact with them because it just said, you know, that it didn't fit in all the other information I provided to you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's nothing further, thank you so much for calling XPO. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye.